Over half of all animals in the open ocean drift in currents. Jellyfish cross entire oceans feeding on whatever happens to tangle with their tentacles. Some can grow to a meter, even 2 meters across. And when, by lucky chance, they encounter a patch of sea rich in plankton, their numbers explode. It's such a successful strategy that jellies are one of the most common life forms on the planet. But among the jellies, and looking somewhat like them, is a rather more complex and sinister creature. The Portuguese man of war. It floats with the help of a gas-filled bladder, topped by a vertical membrane. With that serving as a sail, it maintains a steady course through the waves. Long threads trail behind it, some as much as 30 meters long, each armed with many thousands of stinging cells. A single tentacle could kill a fish or, in rare cases, a human. For almost a century, pollsters have been interpreting public opinion. Their method is straightforward. Ask a small group of people questions, and then use that sample group as a representation of the opinions of the entire population. But in recent decades, the public has soured on answering questions, calls, or doorbells. And instead of being available at a single point of contact, people have become increasingly mobile, which makes traditional polling more challenging. Today, people are expressing their opinions and habits through mobile and internet technologies, including smartphones and social media. That avalanche of information is making possible new methods to explore what the public is thinking. Today, data is available everywhere.